Welcome to Step Into Magic, your weekly online radio show on how to develop your psychic ability, deepen your spirituality, and find your own true purpose, presented by acclaimed medical intuitive, Josephine Lang. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, Josephine has been a clairvoyant healer for more than 25 years. Over the decades, she's helped thousands of people from around the world to heal from hard-to-diagnose and chronic health issues. She has also been a teacher and spiritual mentor for hundreds of people who treasure her insights, courage, and love. My name is Anthony Taylor, and I'm your host for our weekly broadcast, which is a part of the Wisdom and Intuition Network at metaphysicalwisdom.com. Our topic this week is what Josephine calls the Great Triple Blessing.
Hello, everyone. It's been such a delight to share all of these shows with you. As the weeks have gone by, Tony, Frank, and I have absolutely delighted as the numbers have just kept growing and growing. And every minute of it has brought us all great joy. And I'd like to talk today about the Great Triple Blessing, which is a discovery of mine. I've come to see that our psychic ability, our spirituality, and the fulfillment of our life's purpose are all intrinsically interconnected. As we develop either one of them, we simultaneously develop the other two. When we work on either our spirituality or our purpose or our psychic ability, we manifest the other two at the same time. Isn't that great? But before I go into this topic any further, I always like to begin our show with a spiritual agreement. And this was a gift to me from my mentor and friend, Jana Massey. And she invited us all to use this in our relationships, and I invite you to do that as well. So please, now join me if you will, in making this spiritual agreement together. Together we acknowledge that everything that we think, that we say, and that we do at this time will be of the highest good. And together we ask for truth, the understanding of that truth, and the wisdom to use it in our lives. Can you all agree?
I do. Now, Josephine, we've received lots of lovely anniversary messages, but we already have someone on the line who's wanting to say hello.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I'll invite them on right away.
Great.
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Catherine Rossi calling.
Oh, Catherine, how sweet of you to call. Thank
well, Josephine,
you.
I'm so proud of you being your longest friend If I tell the audience, then they'll know how old you are, but it's over 50 years we've been friends.
Isn't that great?
And I am so proud of you. Thank you so much, Josephine.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. It's so sweet of you to call in. It's so nice to hear your voice today.
Yes, yes. And so I wish you love. And, you know, if there's triple blessings, how do you say triple times triple times triple? That's what I wish for you.
Oh, thank you so much, my darling. And may we have another good 50 years of wonderful friendship together.
At least. And so, I'll be listening, and I love you. And as the English say, spot on. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Catherine. Thanks so much for calling in. What a joy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you, Catherine. Bye.
You're welcome.
Well, Josephine, we have so many messages that I'd love to just read a couple out now and then let you get back to the Great Triple Blessing.
That's a great idea.
The first one I want to read is from Anna from the Bay Area, and she says, "You just keep hitting the right note. You, the beautiful guitar music, and Frank's lovely slides of nature. Yay, you're good. God bless. You're such an example of being love. Thank you for sharing that love with Ed and I, Josephine." Love from Anna.
Oh, Anna, thank you for writing in. Anna is a wonderful big helper. I consider her a part of our team. She really gives us so much encouragement and such a lot of really great ideas. She's really helped to shape and mold the show, her and her husband Ed, in a beautiful, beautiful way. Thank you, Anna, for writing in today.
Thank you, Anna. And here's another one. This one is from, I think it's Katarina from the Central Coast. And she writes, "Hello, dear Sister Josephine. in a short note and deep appreciation for you and Frank to stepping forward and creating those delightful shows for the global family. Blessings for your journey. Love, Katerina.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yay, yay, yay. Well, thank you so much, Anna and Katerina and Catherine, for your heartfelt comments. I really appreciate them. So now to get on to the topic of the day. Sometimes I like to use the metaphor of a house when I think of our lives. The floor, our foundation, is self-love. And self-love is not selfishness or ego. It's more like seeing the divine in ourselves so we can begin to see the divine in everything. And self-love is all about loving ourselves exactly as we are, not some sort of conditional version of self-love like, I'll love myself when I do this or that or accomplish this goal. We need to love ourselves right in the here and now. And when we love ourselves, we can trust ourselves. Love and trust go hand in hand. And when we trust ourselves, we can trust our intuition, our insights, and act upon them. Self-love helps us to free ourselves from self-doubt. And as you've heard me say in the past, doubt is the great destroyer of psychic ability. So it's nice that we can learn how to trust ourselves through our self-love. And additionally, the cornerstones of sanctuary, which is the first one, is the essential underlying stabilizing factor in our lives. Having a personal private place where we can explore who we are and embrace self-love, this helps us to create the life of our dreams. So our sanctuary is what I consider one of the main cornerstones for building this house of a life that we love. And it seems like a kind of a simple one, and it is sort of simple in a way, but it is very, very essential. Some people feel that their home is their sanctuary, and it certainly can be. But it can also be full of disruptions and interruptions, like the mother making dinner and the children coming and going. So sometimes we need to have a little private spot, someplace where we can be quiet and do our internal process. And this can be indoors or it can be outdoors. I love that wonderful quote that is sometimes attributed to Mary Oliver. She says, under a grandmother oak I place the soles of my feet and pray. That's such a nice example of sanctuary. But some people find their sanctuary just out in the car. You know, if we really don't have a place where we can be quiet and alone, then that will always do in a pinch. Then the second cornerstone is our dream interpretation. And when we do our dream work, we not only activate our clairvoyant function, our vision center, but we also get information about our life. Our dreams offer us guidance and protection, and they point the way to our purpose in life. The third cornerstone is meditation, and that's how we learn how to listen to our higher self. It lets us practice opening a window between our thoughts so that we can receive that divine connection. And then the fourth and final cornerstone is prayer. And prayer is how we connect with our higher self. It's through prayer that we can really distill the direction and the experiences of our lives. Prayer lets us ultimately find and acknowledge our own divinity through the vehicle of our own higher self. And once we have those four cornerstones, the doors and the windows of this house that we've built are our spirit. That's our life light that shines forth, showing the world our unique energy. And the heart of this home is where I see the great triple blessing. It is the end result of engaging the four cornerstones on the foundation of self-love with our life force, our spirit. And this creates an alchemy that results in the growth of our spirituality, our psychic ability, and our purpose. We discover all of that when we really work on these cornerstones on the foundation of self-love. And when we realize this great blessing in our lives, we find that magic and synchronicity and grace abound. So then, lastly, the roof of this home nestles us safely into our self-actualized life. And with that, maybe, Tony, you can show our first slide of the evening.
Certainly.
This is perhaps one of my favorite quotes, and I'm sure it's a favorite of many others, too. And it's a Rumi quote. It says, let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground.
Very nice.
Yeah. So in this upcoming year on the radio show, we'll be going into each of these topics in great detail. We'll cover prayers and meditations. We'll cover blocks to spirituality like death or relationship troubles. We'll be learning how to trust our own inner knowing without any doubt. And we'll be freeing ourselves from the voices of others, learning how to really listen to our own true voice from within, which is kind of hard to do. There are so many voices that we're constantly being fed, advertising and the memories of what our parents told us when we were kids and all of that. So learning how to listen is the really important thing, and learning how to discern what is truly ours is also very important. And this is part of what we'll be covering in this upcoming year. And then as well, we'll be learning how to listen for our own true calling. And this can sometimes take tremendous bravery, as it did in my life. You know, when I first began to become a medical intuitive back in the mid-80s, the first thing that I encountered when I was bold enough to step forward and share what I did with somebody was absolute ridicule. It was, you know, oh, come on, be real. You're a psychic for health and healing. You know, I mean, I was so stunned and surprised and deeply hurt by it. So then I began to keep all of my work in absolute secret, and I really didn't tell anybody about it. Just my best friend and Frank, and then Dr. Otto, who you've perhaps heard me speak of before. And he really helped me to develop my psychic ability. It was in the crucible of his office that I learned how to determine which was a message that was coming through a higher avenue, or which was a message that was coming from the past or something I had experienced before or a former voice. And it was a really great opportunity for me to learn how to discern the difference between those two, so much so that I've began to call those other voices something from my filing cabinet, you know, something that I maybe learned in a previous reading or something that I've heard. And usually when I begin a reading, if I have a pretty full filing cabinet on somebody, I'll usually just share, this is coming out of my filing cabinet of past experiences. And when we get into that psychic space, then you'll be able to hear what is coming through from that more clearer source. And then, as well, another thing that I needed to do was to become a minister with a church in order to be legal to be able to practice in this way. So with that, Tony, perhaps you could show this third slide of ours, or the second one of the evening. And this is a quote from Georgia O'Keeffe, who is somebody who I've admired my whole life long, a beautiful painter who followed her deep core desires and just really put everything else aside and just dove right into her life. And she said, "I've been absolutely terrified every moment of my life, and I've never let it keep me from doing a single thing I've wanted to do." Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful. I mean, as are her many paintings. That was funny. I was looking at some of her pictures only today in a book. But just I think my experience has been that once I believe something is the right thing to do, then I often find that my fears disappear. I don't know what you make of that.
Yes, I've found that to be the case with me, too. My fears usually do disappear, and the joy settles in and takes over. And I know that would have been true for Georgia, too. I mean, it might have been scary for her to come forward in such a big way as an artist in the world, but I know that when she was painting, she was in her absolute bliss. And that was always the case for me as well. Whenever I do my work as a medical intuitive, I always find that I get the goosebumps, or I have little, you know, rushes of feelings of thrill and delight and bliss. It just settles over me, and I love it. And that's one of the ways that we can tell that we are on our purpose. I like to say, let joy be your guide. It's the one thing that will guide you unerringly, just like a compass, to your true purpose in life. And, you know, there are so many connections between our spirituality and our psychic ability and our purpose in life, this idea of the Great Triple Blessing. Now, one of the things that has been spoken about in India with the gurus there is that psychic ability is more of a byproduct or the reward of the siddhis, S-I-D-I-S, which are those spiritual development obstacles or hurdles that we accomplish, spiritual accomplishments, and that as we make our way through our spiritual growth, then our psychic ability is given to us. And I really do feel that that is a part of what happens with the development of our psychic ability, and that's why I like to use the four cornerstones. They really do help us to develop our spirituality when we are meditating, when we are praying, when we are doing our dream interpretation, when we have a sanctuary, a place where we can be alone and have our personal process and our experiences. Those really do develop our spirituality, and the end result that just comes naturally with it is our psychic ability. So I established those practices in my life as part of my desire to develop my psychic ability. But then I found that really what came along with it was my spirituality was tremendously elevated as a result of it. So it doesn't really matter which way you come at the problem, I think. And then as well, if somebody is really pursuing their purpose in life, if they're really moving ahead with their purpose, they're going to find that their spirituality is naturally going to rise, and so will their psychic ability. Because when we're in our purpose, we're listening to our inner guidance, we're moving ahead, we're trusting our intuition. And then that, of course, is our psychic ability coming through for us. And then, as well, with that comes our spirituality growing. So I know that some of the Indian gurus have really taken this to a very high level of experience. One of them would be teleportation, where, you know, a guru might be speaking with his devotees and at the very same time visiting an ill person across the country somewhere. Those are stories that you hear of that come out of India. As well, Sai Baba with his manifestation that we've heard of with the ash and various items of jewelry. Or I think you were telling a story just to me the other day, Tony, about how Sai Baba reached up to a tree for somebody who was in doubt and pulled, can you help refresh my memory?
Yes, as I remember it, he pulled down a twig in the shape of a cross with a Christ on the cross and gave it to this man who was completely stunned, as if it had been carved, you know,
yes,
out of a piece of wood.
And wasn't the question something like, if you have any doubts, does your Christianity help prevent you from really believing?
Something along those lines, yes.
Yeah, very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Ram Dass speaks about his guru, Neem Karoli Baba, who had great psychic ability. When Ram Dass first met him, his guru told him all about his mother in great detail, as if he had met her and knew her. And then he said, you know, your mother, she's a great saint. You do know that, don't you? And then as well, when it comes to our spirituality and our psychic ability and our purpose, all of the great prophets of the world that have brought forth these amazing scriptures, all of that is that all of those sacred scriptures are channeled information. They have gone off into caves and received messages. They have, you know, sat alone by the water and received images or climbed a mountain. And then they bring back these wonderful teachings for us all to learn and grow from. So these three are very intrinsically interconnected. And as we grow one, we grow the others. It's a really wonderful thing, isn't it?
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And like I mentioned, you know, not only does our purpose bring us joy, but so does our spirituality. And for me, so has my psychic ability. It brings me great joy to be able to help someone in one way or another. And I loved what Peace Pilgrim said about spirituality and joy. She said, "Who could know God and not be joyous?" Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I've also heard that the two symptoms of enlightenment are joyousness and freedom from worry. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can show us our next slide then. This is a quote from the famous poet Hafiz, another one of my very favorites. "I do not want to touch any object in this world without my eyes testifying to the truth that everything is beloved. Something has happened to my understanding of existence that now makes my heart always full of wonder and kindness as I dance with precious life today." Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's truly astounding. I mean, I imagine he must be a Sufi poet.
Oh, yes.
Just from the sentiment. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it's quite amazing how it all fits together. I mean, it's quite extraordinary discovery, you know, that the three different things all fit together. And I want to ask you about how it was you came to discover that. But first of all, I think I'd like to just maybe share a couple of messages that have come in?
Great.
Well, actually, we have someone who wants to speak to you. So
let's put
him or her on the line right away.
All right. Lovely.
Hello.
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 Hi, Josephine. It's Howard calling, and I just wanted to call and congratulate you.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's so great. It's been such a joy getting to know you better and better over this past year.
You have been an inspiration to me, and you've led by example, and I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for me and for my wife.
No, that's so great. Well, please give my love to Joy, our beautiful Joy, your wife, and my love to you too, Howard.
I hope you have many years of this stuff, but it's really great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Oh, that was great.
That was fantastic. Okay, well, time for me to squeeze in just a few messages.
All right.
This one is from Martin. Josephine, Tony, and Frank, congratulations on your Stepping Into Magic radio show anniversary. Wonderful accomplishment. Rock on. Love to you.
Martin, thank you.
And we have a short one from Ter. I think that's Ter, T-E-R-R-E. Is that Terry?
Oh, that's Terry.
Terry,
oh,
sorry.
Great. Terry.
And she says, congratulations with lots of exclamation marks.
Oh, thanks, Terry. I love you so. That's so great.
And then we have another one. This one is from Chaz, and he writes, congratulations on your anniversary. I greatly enjoy your positive, practical, and pragmatic approach to psychic ability and spirituality. While I believe that much of what you discuss does not need a supernatural explanation, I would be foolish not to take the advice presented in Hamlet. There are many more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. I hope I am able to listen in on your delightful discussions for many anniversaries to come. Love, sincerely, Chaz from Port Orchard in Washington.
Oh, that's so great. Chaz was a college friend of ours, one of our very, very best friends. We just love him so, and his beautiful wife, Martha, and daughter, Lily. Hello to all three of you. Thank you for writing in today, Chaz. It's really, really nice. I really appreciate it. And say hello to your beautiful gray parrot for me.
Okay, and now we have another caller on the line.
Oh, great.
So, welcome to
Captain
Domestic.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh,
hi.
Is this
Joy?
Hi,
Joy.
Hi.
What a pleasure to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
You are so welcome, and you bring joy into my life, and I'm so grateful to you for healing places that needed deep healing, and just by your presence and your words and your guidance have seen light that needed to be shed, and you do that for so many, and it's a gift to the world, and you are so precious to me, and I'm so glad that you're sharing your gift. Thank you.
Oh,
from the
Joy,
bottom of my
you're
heart.
Giving me the goosebumps, honey.
It's really
thanks
from the bottom
so
of my heart.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I love you.
Love
too,
to you, and keep the just the flowing of the energy for all of us, so that we can raise up our vibrations in ways that can heal this planet and ourselves.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so, so very sweet of you. I love you, dear.
I love you. Okay.
All
before
right,
I start crying, I'm going to feel my joy more wonderfully and leave with that feeling. So
oh,
take care.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thanks for calling in. All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, Joy.
Oh, wasn't that lovely? I was
crying
to myself.
Yay. This is truly a celebration.
Okay. Well, I'll just squeeze in a couple more.
All right.
Dear Josephine, Tony, and Frank, happy anniversary. May this next year bring many more wonderful, intuitive, and synchronous adventures in radio. Your stories and thoughts are inspiring. Please keep it up. Love from Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. Oh, please tell Chloe thank you for me, Tony.
Okay, I will.
That's wonderful. Give her a big hug and a kiss, will you?
Okay, and there's another one here. This says, happy anniversary, lots of exclamation marks, Yahoo, and that's love from Nancy, but I don't know which Nancy that one is.
Oh, that's great.
It's
wow.
Fantastic.
How wonderful.
Okay, so you were going to tell me something about how it was that you came to discover the Great Triple Blessing.
Yes, well, The pattern became evident in my own life as I moved through 10 years of three major accidents and their recoveries. I had a massive back injury, I had a knee injury that re-injured 8 times, and then I had a really, really big head injury. And as I was going through that process, you know, I learned a lot because our things in life that come up, our problems are our blessings in the long run. And then also, too, after serving as a spiritual mentor for hundreds of people, one day I just realized that this wasn't true only for me. It was true for everyone. As we get into each of the monthly topics this coming year, I'll be talking about my own journey and how it manifested the great triple blessing in my life. And hopefully these stories will inspire you to look at your own life and see how all of our difficulties are our blessings and how our problems often wind up bringing us our greatest reward. And I'll also be talking about my work as a clairvoyant healer, and I'll be sharing with you tips that my clients and students and I have discovered that have increased the grace in all of our lives. And well, maybe you can show the next slide then, Tony. This is from Deepak Chopra, whom I love. He's been such a big teacher for me in my life. And he says, when you change the way that you look at things, the things you look at change.
Mm.
Isn't that great?
Yes, that's so very, very true, isn't it?
It really is, isn't it?
Okay, now we have another caller on the line.
Oh, how great.
Welcome. I believe this might be Ina.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I must join the chorus of praise at this time. Thank you for your wonderful show, and congratulations to the anniversary. And no one embodies love and joy is a tough subject in my life, more than you, Josephine.
Oh,
so thank you. You have been a real lifesaver in more ways than one. And Tony, for being a perfect background sounding board, what do you call it, for Josephine, and your friendship and skills in the Alexander Method as well have been a lifesaver in its own right. So both of you are absolute jewels, radiating love and joy back there on Foothill Boulevard in San Luis Obispo. Thank you, thank you. I love you both.
Oh, Einar, and I love you so, too. And some of you may not know this, but Einar is our absolute techno guru king. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times there's been something like, hey, yikes, what's going on with the, you know, website or the email or something or another? And we've lost something or everything's crashed. And I just put in a little card, call to Einar, and within 5 minutes he's there, peace and equanimity, knowing and calmness and just the greatest understanding. Oh, well, you just, all you have to do is this, and let's do that, and we'll try this, and then we'll do that, and we'll run this little disutility or something, and it all gets completely ironed out. So Einar is definitely
maybe
a major player.
Maybe I found my true purpose.
Yes. Definitely, you're a major player in our team, Einar, and we can't thank you enough. You're a beautiful jewel yourself, and I love you so. I don't know what
Thanks.
I would do if you weren't on the planet, to be honest with you.
Oh, there'll be others, no doubt.
Oh, anyway, thanks so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Really
Bye.
A joy to hear from you. A perfect note to add to the chorus.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Einar.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank Bless you. Much, Goodbye.
Bless you, too.
Okay, well, after that, I feel I should read out a few more messages.
Well, all right, then.
Dear
this is
Josephine,
very, very fun.
I just finished listening to your May 1st show. Wow. It was a very meaningful one for me. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and gifts with us all. You and Tony do such a nice job together. And, of course, I was so pleased to hear Amalia share her story and your reference to Margaret's yes-no technique. Lots of love to you, Barbara from San Luis Obispo.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Right back at you, darling. I just love you, too. That's really, really nice. And thank you for writing in.
And we have a message from Satchio from Berkeley, California. And she writes, Hi, Josephine. I listened to you live. It was wonderful, and I want to get back to it again.
Oh, Satchio. Thank you for writing in today.
And then we have one from Kiva from Sebastopol, which I believe is Northern California. And she writes, Woohoo, if I've got that quite right. We love you. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you, Kiva.
And Carmen from the Bay Area writes, congratulations, dear Josephine. I keep sending people your way.
Oh, isn't that wonderful.
And there's a few smiles for you as well.
Oh, thank you, Carmen.
And there's another one. This is Carrie from Paso Robles, and she writes, congratulations. It always sounds like the two of you are having lots of fun.
Oh.
Hugs.
From Carrie. That's great. Thank
That's
you, Carrie.
True, Carrie. We
do. We do have a lot of fun on this show. It's really great. Thank you so much, you guys. It was wonderful. So I'd like to share the story of my grandmother's life. She exemplified the great triple blessing. And to start that off, could you please show the next slide, Tony? It's by Goethe, who was a romantic playwright and a philosopher and a poet. And he said that magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen. And this is a little story that I've written in my book, and I'll just read it to you. It's a lovely story about a simple life. You know, sometimes we think that our purpose needs to be something very grand, and it's not necessarily the case. Our purpose can lead us, and our spirituality and our psychic ability can lead us into a very simple and yet very beautiful life. And I think that my grandmother Noni exemplified that. So if you'll just bear with me, I'll just read this out. My grandmother Noni lived a charmed life. She spent her days interviewing Hollywood celebrities and her nights going to see their movies. She loved to write and supplied her home country, England, with news of the stars and their latest films. Behind her 1920s Hollywood home, built into the side of a steep little hill, was a writer's studio. When I'd come to visit, she'd be out back, clackety-clacking away with two or three fingers on her old Underwood typewriter. She'd be lost in the joy of her craft, having forgotten all sense of time and my imminent arrival. She'd emerge from her studio, happy as a lark, brush back her curls, and greet me with a radiant smile. Then she'd show me the latest photos sent from the studios of her posing with Dustin Hoffman or Meryl Streep, Judy Dench, or Anthony Hopkins. Back in the 1960s, she even got an exclusive interview with the Beatles. All of her stories went off to the London Evening News, the Daily News Chronicle, Outspan, or the Thompson Press, and the checks came back to support her, her husband, and her children. She absolutely loved her life. It was a life that she had totally created for herself. Originally born to riches, Noni had received training as a girl in the finishing schools of Germany and France. She had studied elocution and deportment, flower arranging, and dance. But what she really loved was writing. As a young woman, she met and married my British-Canadian grandfather, who at the time was a captain in the British Naval Reserve. Shortly after they were wed, he contracted a severe case of tuberculosis and was sent to the Arizona desert to die. There, with two young babies, a chest full of fine linens, and some silver candlesticks as her total dowry, my grandmother pitched a tent for her little family. She scratched out an existence among the cholla cactus and blistering heat of their new home. My grandfather's complete inability to work left them barely able to get by. But Noni was taken with the beauty of the desert, so she took up what she was born to do and wrote. At first it was novels of life in the desert, which was a totally foreign and intriguing environment for her readers back in England. Later she wrote tales from the memories of her childhood growing up amongst the Zulus of South Africa. These books sold well and supplemented their meager war pension. During the height of the summer heat, the family drove their old Model A Ford to Hollywood, where it was still hot and dry enough for Grandpa's lungs, but not quite as blistering as the desert. There they took on part-time work as extras in the budding film industry of the 1920s and 30s. Since my grandfather was one of those rare people who could contentedly spend time relaxing all day long, week in and week out, he soon healed from tuberculosis. So the whole family moved to Los Angeles by the time my father was 11. There, Noni began her career as a reporter. Being based in Hollywood, what her English readers wanted most was news of the stars. So clackety-clack, she kept their voracious appetites filled. Noni loved to write, and write she did, day and night, ebullient with joy. All she ever did was to solve the problems that life presented to her from the perspective of her true delight and passion. In her early years, to help feed her family in the desert, she wrote novels. Later, to satisfy her British editors, she and a few other fellow writers founded the Hollywood Foreign Press. The Golden Globes, so popular today, was their creation. She understood that our problems are our teachers. They present obstacles that help us to reach for new heights of self-expression and urge us to create our true lives. Noni found meaning and purpose by allowing her love of writing to guide her. She traveled the world to interview stars on the sets of movies in distant lands. Her writing sustained her family and inspired her all the way to her dying day at the fine old age of 93. When we follow our calling and bravely step into the truth of our lives, opportunities arise for us that would not arise for anyone else. My grandmother was called to write, as wholly impractical as that may have seemed amidst the squalling babes, rocks, and heat of the desert. Write is what she did. One thing led to another, and a beautiful life was formed.
Very inspiring.
Isn't that great? And, you know, my grandmother was a great psychic as well. She really listened. Actually, what her specialty was animal communication. And she got all sorts of lovely messages from her dogs and from the birds and from nature. And it was a really wonderful thing for me to grow up with that influence in my life.
Well, Josephine, I have another message for you. This one's actually very long, so
oh,
I think
great.
I'll just read out part of it.
All right.
But beautiful message, all of it is. Maybe we'll get a chance on another show to read some of the rest of it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tony.
And this is from Heidi, and she writes, "Hi, Josephine. I decided that my favorite two shows were the last two shows in February, The Gift of Ho'oponopono, Releasing Judgment, and Be the Change You Want to See in the World, Lighting the Path for Others. I love these two the most because they are so beautifully and inspiringly illustrate our interdependence and how we create change in the world by changing ourselves. Basically, how self-love is everybody's business. The hermetic saying, as above, so below, or what is within is also without, comes to mind. I like noticing paradoxical truths like this, because in my mind, the paradox is the stamp of the universal intelligence, or whatever you call God." And then she goes on to say, "I'm reminded of the prayer of St. Francis, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life."
Mm.
And then we get, "It is this counterintuitive, paradoxical notion of looking north illuminates the south, as if the world is two mirrors reflecting infinitely in each other." And then, oh no, I'm late for work. Last thing, when you said, "I forgive myself for allowing you to cause me any pain," in the last show of February, it reminded me of repaving and loosening our grip on what we think we know, like, for example, how time works, by using the set-aside prayer. Also, I started a blog, alternalrecreation.tumblr.com, as part of helping create my personal sanctuary, even though it is just a mental space. It's pretty much just for me on there. Ha ha. Also, how do you spell all needs met in, is it Latin? Thank you for putting me on your email list. I figured it would all just work itself out. Lots of love and congratulations, Heidi."
Oh, that's a wonderful message. Thank you, Heidi, so much for writing that in.
And yeah, and there's more, and we'll get to it at some point. It's really, really good.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I think she's referring to Om Tu Pa.
That's what I think, yes.
And I spell it O-M-T-U-P-A-S. And Einar might know what language that is. I don't know if it's Latin or Sanskrit or what, but maybe if he knows, he'll call us back.
Well, I can tell you that it's not Latin.
Probably not.
No, I'm pretty sure it must be Sanskrit. But, well, we'll, one of our listeners will know.
Wonderful. Thank you, Heidi.
Okay, so... let's have a couple more messages, shall we?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm worried
yes,
we'll
indeed.
Run out of time. So, Mary from Los Osos writes, "I love the interaction between Josephine and Tony. So natural, so helpful. You sound like friends sitting in my living room. Of course, you are my friends, and I have sat with you in living rooms, but that's another story." Okay, that's very, very nice.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Mary, and it's true.
Then we have another one from Julie from the Central Coast of California. And she writes, hi, Josephine. I know that I've contacted you recently, but I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate all that you, Frank, and Tony do to bring your show each week. I have learned so much. You are giving us tools to learn how to listen as you say, tune in to what we already know and who we already are. Thanks again, Julie.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Della, and thank you, Julie. That was so beautiful.
It was. But I tell you what, I'll take a break because we have another caller on the line.
All right.
Okay. Welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, hi.
Hi, it's Carl, and I'm calling for On the Road. I usually call from Australia, but I'm traveling through California right now. And I just want to call up to say thank you so much. I remember when I started listening to your show on with the dreams and the dream interpretation and dream recall, and how my dreams were so enhanced by those very simple exercises about body position and recall that you offered there. And I can honestly say that in the last year, I have learned more about how to cultivate my intuitive abilities and insights and my creative insights. I've learned more in 1 year listening to your show than I have in 30 years going to Sunday school and church.
Oh.
And as you said, I began to realize that our intuitive abilities and intuitive self is completely natural. And it is completely natural state. And accepting that it's been followed by an abundance of new insights, and you've given me lots of courage to take steps in new directions.
Oh, Carl, thanks so much. That is so beautiful, and it really, really warms my heart.
Equally, and also in my corner of the world of Australia, what you guys see as a common view or common sense, it's just not. It's a desert. It's in some ways, it's a spiritual desert. So when your voices reach that far to that part of the globe, it's deeply meaningful for those who can hear that message and turn on their radios. So, and I see transformation happening in just my corner of Australia on a weekly basis by just you guys doing what you do best. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Carl, so much. That is, you've given me the goosebumps.
You give me the goosebumps, Justine.
Oh, thank you.
And Tony, keep up the great work, and really look forward to the next year.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Carl. And we have a very nice following in Australia. Quite a few people tune into our show from down under, and it's always lovely to see, you know, when we go to the Google Analytics and see where people around the world are listening, and it's so nice to see that, really. And I'm just so astounded that there are listeners. We've had listeners on 6 out of 7 continents in the world. Isn't that amazing? And so in Australia, it's big. That's wonderful.
And just on a technical note for your listeners around the world, they can always call through Skype. And it's only a penny a minute if they call. And it's a clear signal, and it's never failed me. So that's maybe one way that they can reach closer to you if they can't call on their regular phone.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Okay,
great.
Thank you so much. Love you so much. And
thank you, Carl. Love
work.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks
bye.
For calling.
Thank you, Carl.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, and there we have a caller straight away.
Oh, great.
Welcome.
Hello, hello. This is Cindy. I'm so happy to be tuning in and just smiling from ear to ear, listening to all the interaction and all of the congratulations. It's just just so heartwarming. I want to acknowledge all of you, everyone that's involved. It's a quadruple blessing and more. Josephine, absolutely, and Tony and Frank in the background really holding just the space and always being there, listening in right now. And also Einar and just every partner on the Wind Network is just really so proud of all of you, and you make us look so good.
Oh, and you are the queen of our team, Cindy. If it wasn't for you, none of this would be happening, so we can't thank you enough. It's really, really great. It's been such a beautiful, wonderful opportunity to do just what I've always longed to do, which is to share what I've learned through the, you know, rough knocks of life, and to be able to breathe it out into the world in a loving way. So thank you so much, my darling. I really, really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you. And just want to say one more thing. And Catherine mentioned that you've been friends for 50 years, and that's so rich. And I've only known you for a year, but it feels like 100 years. And there's just such a connection there, and I love that we can hang out and splash in the beach in the ocean with our dogs and bury each other in the sand, and all this joy that you emanate. It's just wonderful, and it's such a good teacher for me. So thank you and Tony both. And
thank you.
Frank,
well, I'm sure
and
we'll
Einar,
be good
and everybody that tunes in.
Yay. Well, thank you so much, and I feel like I've known you for 100 years, too. We probably do. We probably have. Yeah,
great. Well, keep
so
on.
Much.
Keep it up. Keep shining. Love to all.
Oh,
thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling. Bye.
Well, wasn't that wonderful? We have another caller on the line.
Oh, good.
I think this might be Dawn.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Boy,
this
you're
Dawn.
Yes, Dawn. wow,
nice
congratulations.
Nice to hear you laugh.
Indeed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For a whole year. What a joy.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dawn. It's been really quite something. It's, you know, been a huge part of my life, and I have loved every minute of it. We are so in our joy when we're working, preparing the shows, and getting everything ready, and organizing our thoughts, and it's just wonderful.
It's contagious, too, on this end.
Great.
But that's who you are, I know, all the time.
Well,
I can give...
It takes one to know one.
Bless you. I could give a testimonial of your intuitive abilities.
Please, I would love that.
Okay, so when I got that session from you and you told it, what came up was the great white heron, then afterwards when I drove home, I had this pull. Unusual to stop and go take the trail, hike up the hill there, but I didn't listen to it, but it was strong, and I hung a U and came back and parked and hiked up the trail and with a great view, and lo and behold, there was this amazing bird up there, huge, way, way high, just gloriously. And I kept looking at it, and wow, that's a great white heron.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, that's so
Yeah,
great.
So you'd be a powerful girl.
Well, thank you. That's lovely.
That was... You know, and of course that still speaks to me deeply. Thank you.
Yeah, those are such beautiful birds. And, you know, I never know what images are going to come to me when I first tune into to a person. But it's always so wonderful how they hold such deep and profound meaning. And it can be something as simple as a little frog in a pond, you know. And yet it'll reveal deeper wisdoms as the reading goes on, or as the days and weeks go on in the person's life. And And you're not the only one who's shared with me these wonderful, lasting impressions that come and how these images can continue to serve them through the years.
Yes.
Which is so great. And I just thank, you know, Divine Presence for allowing me to be the hollow tube through which the information comes.
Yeah.
And for having showed me the way to clear myself to be able to just receive information on someone else's behalf. And, of course, my whole purpose behind my radio show is to teach people how to do it for themselves, which is great, you know. It's all good. And in the meanwhile, until you've gotten there, I'm happy to help.
Yes.
It sounds like it's really coming through nice and loud and clear for you, since the Great White Heron is still having impressions in your life and affecting you, Dawn.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Sure, and thank you for sharing your story. I really appreciate that.
Of course. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I will.
To around the town.
Oh, good. Yes, we'll see you. All right, then. Thanks so much for calling in, and have a lovely evening.
Love to you.
Love to you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
That was a lovely
great.
Quote. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll read out another couple quickly.
Oh, great.
Congratulations to you, Josephine. How wonderful that you found this niche. Best wishes. And that's from Lorelei from Los Osos.
Lorelei, thank you, honey.
And then we also have one from PJ from San Luis Obispo. And he writes, congrats you all. Great topics. Smiles and hugs.
Oh, thanks, PJ.
We have a message from Lee Lawson, or Lee, and she says, dear Josephine, congratulations. You are a blessing.
Lee is a great blessing for me in my life. She wrote that wonderful, wonderful book called Visitations from the Afterlife that has just been such a beautiful, bright star in my life. If you ever get a chance, check that one out.
And Ina has emailed in with a message about the Om Tu Pa.
Oh, good.
And he says that when the teachers through Jhana gave us O Maka Tu, Om Tu Pa, no specific language was specified, and that maybe we should look at it as some kind of universal or ancient language.
Great. Oh, thank you, Ina. I knew you'd know the answer.
Okay. Well, we do have some more messages, but I'm thinking that I should let you get back to the show just for a moment, and then I'll try and squeeze a few more in.
Okay, that's a wonderful idea. Thanks, everybody, for writing in. It's so great. And as many of you know, I always like to try to give a little exercise on our show, and tonight's exercise is one that you will do on your own. This will be sort of like a little homework exercise. So when you go to bed tonight, just before you drift off to sleep, say to yourself, in the morning, I will remember a time when I woke with an inspiration and acted on it. I'll repeat that again. In the morning, I will remember a time when I woke with an inspiration and acted on it. Then, upon arising, express your gratitude for the memory. Realize your connection with spirit, with your own higher self, and acknowledge that this inspiration came to you from your own inner guidance, from your psychic ability. It's a part of your clairvoyant function, and it guided you towards some aspect of your purpose in life. And with that, Tony, maybe you can show that beautiful slide from Jonas Salk.
Certainly.
Jonas says, it is always with excitement that I wake up in the morning wondering what my intuition will toss up to me like gifts from the sea. I work with it and rely on it. It is my partner. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, that's really, really very nice.
It did so much good in the world.
Okay, well, I think now maybe I should... let me see where I am with my messages. Okay, yes, I have another couple here, which I'd just like to squeeze in. I do see that we are getting quite near the end, but I'll just try and squeeze a couple more in.
Excellent.
Okay, so this one says, dear Josephine, Frank, and Tony, the triple blessing for us is that you guys showed up in our lives and changed our lives forever. There's no going back. Your example is exemplary. We continue life with your voices and pictures forever in our hearts. Thank you so much. Love you guys, Ed and Anna.
Oh,
and
that's
then
so
we,
great.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then we also have one, another one here from, this is from a Barbara from Paso Robles, and she writes, congratulations, Josephine and Tony. Step Into Magic is such a perfect moniker for your show. And as you have taught, your trust brought all of us this magic. Thank you. Love you both. Barbara.
Oh, Barbara, thank you for writing in. That's so, so sweet.
Okay. Now, this will have to be the very final one because we really are getting very close to the end.
Okay.
And this one is from Michelle in Cambria. And
oh,
she writes, congratulations, Josephine, Tony, and Frank, on your marvelous work. And then, on top of that, I love the photo of the three of you. I promptly printed it, cut it out, and put it on my fridge. I think you could turn your radio show topics into a book. If they can turn blogs into books, I'm sure your shows, topics, questions, and answers would make a fascinating read. You have developed these with a wonderful flow, culminating with the titles of your last few shows.
Mm-hmm.
Josephine's Voice Lives. Much love and happiness to you. Love, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, thanks so much for writing in that beautiful message. It's so lovely, darling. That is really great. Thank you, thank you.
So then, let me just say that the link to next week's show can be found on Josephine's website, stepintomagic.com. Simply click on the top menu for radio. And if you've enjoyed tonight's show, we really hope that you will tell your friends. So, Josephine, are there any parting words that you'd like to say?
Oh, yes. Well, when we work on our psychic ability, we become blessed with our spiritual development and with the road to our own true purpose. And when we refine this aspect of ourselves, we engage that great triple blessing and step into the magic of our lives. And this is why I really focus on developing our psychic ability in our show. And I'd like to say a real special thank you to those of you who took the time to write or call in these beautiful love notes to us. They've really raised our spirits, and they will fuel us forward into the new year, where we'll be covering all of the ins and outs of how we can step into the magic of our lives. And I'd like to finish with a favorite quote of mine. And, Tony, perhaps you can show that last slide. This is a quote that Frank told me about, and I just think it's so beautiful. And it's by Rumi. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other. Doesn't make any sense. And our psychic ability, you know, it really teaches us that we are all one, that we are all connected. And in closing, I'd like to share this little blessing with you. Again, this was a gift from our teacher and spiritual mentor, Jana Massey. And it goes like this. As our gifts are given in love, they are received in love. And we honor their wise use and their increase for all concerned. Thank you so much for the gift of your time tonight.
And thank you so much for that, Josephine, and to everybody that has listened and sent in messages and called us. As always, it's been a real pleasure, and I trust that everyone listening learned a lot about the Great Triple Blessing and had a lot of fun with our celebration.
Well, Tony and I wish you all insight, wisdom, and magic as you pursue the journey of inner knowing. I hold you all in light and in love. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for celebrating with us today. This is Josephine Lang. Until next week, good night.